We're turning our focus now to the currency scene, where we've had the rand inch closer to that 16 to the dollar mark as the local economy shrank more than expected. In the third quarter, it was down 1.5% on the back of the civil unrest that hit the country in July. And joining me as we put the focus on Forex now is RMB's John Cairns. John, thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. So we did see before that GDP print was released for the third quarter, the rand seeing strength filtered through. We were sitting at about the 15.86 mark. And while, yes, still below that 16 to the dollar mark, 15.90 is where we've ended the session. Talk us through that reaction that's come through to the Q3 GDP print today.
So a little bit of a negative reaction, but not much overall. There's much more positivity around the Omicron variant, you know, that big Steve Bicker study that came out, an incredible study impacting on global markets, helping risk on, commodity prices up, rand stronger, global equities are rallying, risk on and the rand responding.
So that's some of the factors that provided, like you say, tailwind for today. Are you at all nervous about where our economic growth trajectory is headed, John, on the local scene? Simply because, you know, when it comes to this Q3 GDP print in particular, what has been highlighted as an anomaly, if we can call it that, are the July riots.
Yes, we always knew third quarter GDP would be negative. Admittedly, it was more negative than thought. But I don't think it's a big shock to our local markets. Look, we can still get 4.5% growth for this year. It's still looking relatively good. And we all know that the structural constraints to growth continue. So growth is going to slow down. You know, the normal electricity structural growth constraints are going to come into play. But at this stage, you know, economic growth is not a major factor driving our local markets. Okay, admittedly, equity is being more affected, but certainly the rand, mainly worried about the Fed, mainly worried about Omicron, and then our bond yields, pretty much the same issues really.
Yeah, you talk about the Fed stealing a lot of that spotlight, John. Let's put the focus there, because overall, many anticipating that while Omicron has hit, the hit and the knock is going to be less severe than, or the pain inflicted as a result of the knock is going to be less severe than what we experienced over the last couple of years. So with that then holding things firm and, views about where economic growth is headed, really being positively maintained. What are you anticipating as far as just how hawkish the Fed is going to be?
Yeah, so the consensus at this stage is the Fed is going to accelerate its taper at its December 15 meeting, so Wednesday next week. Strong consensus view. By itself, it wouldn't generate large movements in any of the global finance markets. But two things to watch out for. So the simple dot plot, will they forecast significant hikes in 2022 that would make markets very nervous? But probably more important than the Fed is this Friday's US CPI print. US inflation, as we all know, has accelerated faster than expectations. Consensus for 6.7% US inflation on Friday. But anything worse than that, anything higher than that, is really going to reverberate through markets.
Yeah.
Omicron is a real concern, as everyone knows now. It looks like the severity of Omicron is less than the previous variants, but we still need confirmation on that. I still think it's early days. I've gone from being very worried to being mildly optimistic, but it's too early to say very optimistic at this stage. We still need real data, still need confirmation from all our COVID stats that we are not seeing a lot of hospitalizations, not seeing a lot of deaths, ICU, et cetera.
Yeah. John, this line to you proving to be a little bit temperamental today. I'm going to try and squeeze a last question in before I let you go, though. Does that positioning of the Fed, start to influence the local Saab more so, do you think, given our local picture? But bearing in mind the fact that any higher rates on that end does spell to a lessening of our carry trade appeal.
Yes, effectively it does. So in theory, the Saab, the inflation targeting is about local inflation numbers, But you're right, what the Fed does, the impact on global markets feeds through into South Africa. And then there's also the important psychological influence. As we know, markets pricing in significant global Fed and global hikes generated pressure on the SARB to move last month. We can't dismiss that. If we're going into aggressive global hiking cycle, the SARB's going to feel the pressure and move the same way. But your point was spot on. What the Fed does impacts on global financial markets, and through that, via the RAND, via other variables, into the SARB decision itself.
Yeah, let's leave it there, John. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. John Cairns is with RMB.